Hello, and thank you for tuning in to this Molloy Weekend podcast. Let's take a look at what happened throughout the week. It's the Week in Review.
We kicked off the week with Mick and Dange both requiring COVID tests over the weekend.
I was told I'd visited or been in the vicinity of a Tier 2 site.
Yes.
And as such, wanted to make sure before came in here today.
Well, that's right. I got a message yesterday afternoon because it'd been an exposure at the school. So it means the kids, and the wife and myself. So we hopped in the car. All good. I got a negative test this morning.
Which led to speculation about which exposure site Mick had attended.
What's on the list?
F45, case attended venue.
Very good, Dave.
Pass. What about Fitness First, Victoria Garden Shopping Centre? You wouldn't have been there.
Okay, Dave.
Percy Beams Bar, Melbourne Cricket Ground. Hang on a minute.
Okay, I think we have a winner.
And with Mick and Dave requiring testing, it was only fitting that our resident swabbing champion, producer James, added another one to his impressive list.
How many times have you been?
I've done 8 now. I'm heading towards 10.
Are you becoming a nuisance or anal swabs? How many anal
I have offered, but no.
Mick outed our own poo jogger.
Are you the poo jogger?
I told you guys in confidence on that. That was an off-air comment. I had breakfast, went for a run, and I got halfway through. I was in an area where there is nobody. There's a running track, but
So you've planned it.
No, but it's all forest, and I've gone, whoa, that doesn't feel good. And I thought, what am I going to do here? There is no one around.
You could have killed 5 different breeds of native birds.
There are a lot of eagles where I run, actually.
Even they apparently couldn't grab and take off with what you'd unloaded.
What was I supposed to do, though?
What would the Leyland brothers have done? They wouldn't have snapped one off, mate.
Triple M's own Marty Sheargold shared a few of the 43 reasons someone can leave their house during Sydney's stay-at-home.
How many
shopping
you got?
Shopping for essential lingerie, Christmas decorations and cocaine is point one. Wandering around crowded shopping centres or workplaces, searching for vaccines, catching up with mates in brackets. Or anyone, really.
Limo joined us Tuesday on the eve of South Australia's lockdown.
For 7 days, those numbers around the country.
Yep.
I'm thinking the safest place to be right now is in Tokyo for the Olympics. Can we get there?
We asked the question, when did you know your partner was the one?
Dave, what was the moment for you?
Well, Lizzie and I were flatmates. The moment was when she had a fridge and a washing machine. So she had the white goods.
We went out on our first date and started having a bit of a chat about, you know, what do you do for a living, that sort of thing, and she let me know that she worked for the Bundy Rum Distillery.
Jackpot.
Hello, boys.
Half-time grand final day, all the boys out there having a kick in the footy, and she come out, had a kick, and I took a specky on her.
Oh, right,
And she's felt the same way when she's turned, picked herself up and dusted herself off.
Melanie Bracewell joined us hours before the debut of her new show, The Cheap Seats.
Good luck. I've got a bad feeling about this. You'll be great. Who's this other bozo you're co-hosting with?
We sort of picked him up on the street. He's been on JobKeeper for a while and we felt sorry for him. So we chucked him on the television. It's Tim McDonald.
You're coming out here taking our job. Are you fully nationalised or what's happening?
I was in New Zealand and I was like, you know what? There's not enough COVID here. So I went across the ditch and it's been absolutely amazing over here.
Glenn Robbins brought us some rumoured questions from the 2021 census.
How many days did you work last week, Mick? Want me to tell you what I reckon it is? 2 hours of radio. I reckon you do about 7 minutes per hour. I reckon across the week you work about 70 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. How often do you change your socks and underpants? How many party pies would you eat in one sitting at a party?
I've taken 12.
Dozen.
I can pop those things like Maltesers.
We further defined Dave's job description.
I once worked with a woman here, doesn't work in this company anymore. She said, oh, this is Dave, he's the panel operator. I thought, oh, yeah.
What's offensive about that?
The panel operator is someone who doesn't speak on radio and just pushes a button.
He's a back-announcing monkey.
Jeff Bezos finally launched into space aboard his Blue Origin spacecraft.
This is the richest man in the world who took a dick pic. Yep. Looks like he's still taking dick pics. Look at his rocket.
Yeah,
it's like he's having a big joke. Now only have I done a dick pic, now I'm in a dick. Take a dick pic with me in it. In what? In the dick. Have a look at this. You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
Episode 3 of Sex Life. 20 minutes.
There was a Mickey Sickie on Wednesday and Andy Lee dropped by Thursday to help pinpoint the cause.
Me and Andy eat at the same establishment, Jimmy's. So last Friday, I said, Jimmy, give me food for a week. So the last 5 days have been a race against time. I've had a look at 3 lamb rissoles. And some chorizo sausage, uncooked. I thought, I'm going to go this. 1 o'clock, I wake up to that Homer Simpson gurgling sound.
Well,
ever since then, it was a race against time.
I told Beck this story. Yeah. But she goes, that'd be you if I wasn't a Renner.
Straight away.
Merrick Watts joined us yet again from Sydney's lockdown.
Over the last 20-odd years, I've been collecting wine. I put it away for a rainy day. Anyway, like it could not be more of a rainy day. It's 4 weeks of the lockdown. Yeah. They're stored away in a facility that just happens to be 1 kilometre outside of the boundary from which I'm allowed to travel. Seriously, it's like having two testicles but nothing else. You know what I mean? So close to having what you need.
Brisbane was announced host city at the 2032 Olympics and Titus O'Reilly joined us.
By 2032, Sydney will be just getting out of this lockdown. Melbourne will be getting out of their 200th lockdown and WA will have seceded and now be their own country. So it's going to be amazing.
Jay revealed more gruesome details of the latest goldfish found dead in his niece's house.
Olivia has been keeping fish as pets 15 months. She started with Moonlight.
Not very successful.
Moonlight did not live. Moonlight 2 did not live. Spots and Buttercup, they both died. Then we had Lemon, Orange and Lime.
Don't tell me.
Lime is gone.
This is the making of a serial killer. Watch anything on the Crime Channel, from a fish to a cat.
Well,
and then
is there any fish left?
There are.
This one's called Lasty. He's the last.
And that's it for another Week in Review. Time to boot this one home with a real toe tapper from 99, as featured in yesterday's Song Whisperer.
Come on, Sean.
Hey Leonardo by Blessed Union of Souls.
She likes me for me.
Never heard of them.
Yes, you have. Blessed Union of Souls.
You recognize the song. Your toes were tapping.
Oh, my toes were not tapping.
This will be your next karaoke song.
I would rather Bert Newton Scott lose all my toes than tap along.
Another big week of Molloy coming next week. Celia Pakwola will be on the show. Narrowly Meadows, Grant Hackett. We'll have Ross Noble, Denise Scott, Jim Jeffries, Limo, and Merrick Watts as well. All great guests. Talk to you Monday. Drive you home again with Molloy on Triple M.